Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
We spoke last week about something that was rumoured to be dropping. We are talking the Bundi Rum version of, is it Ice Break Coffee, Melissa?
Yes, it is. It is Icebreakers.
Icebreakers with rum in it. It's only a small amount, so you can drive and enjoy it. Now, this rumour's been confirmed, and it is hitting shops as of right now. But is it in Mount Isa? We've sent Melissa from our hit squad. She's on the hunt. How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good. Look, I am on the hunt for this morning, and the hard part is they've only released it in independently owned stores, and Mount Isa has a lot of them.
It does, doesn't it? So most places you'd be like, oh, that one independently owned store in the whole city. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing in Mount Isa that it's like that, but it's causing you difficulties. How many have you checked so far?
Mate, so far I've been into four different places. And see, I'm terrible. I cannot buy something when I go in. So I have Barocas and Waters, and now I'm buying a pen because I feel bad for just walking in.
You can't walk out without getting something.
Everything besides an icebreaker with remnant.
So no one's had it yet?
No. It's been released in different IGAs across Australia, and we don't have one. So I've been checking the Food Works and the independently owned petrol stations, but yeah, unfortunately, no luck so far.
You reckon maybe it'll take a little bit just to ship it out, just to get it out to the West?
Well, that's it. I think it will take a while, but I'll tell you what, if you do get it in any stores, to anyone listening, call JB so we can all flock there.
100%. 13, 12, 16 is the number. And Melissa, keep the hunt on. Once you find it, it's your duty as well to give me a call. So we're going to find this thing, and I'm going to drink rum at a meeting with my boss as a bit of a power move because, I don't know, I like to do that.
We'll see how many we can drink.
Thanks, buddy.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Some of the greatest heroes when it comes to news are often the people that are interviewed after the story happens. And we know of a lot of stories like this.
What a joker.
That guy's my absolute favourite, also the VB guy. But this one is surrounding an escaped prisoner in North Queensland. So the prisoner had escaped, had been on a 5-day crime spree where they're just stealing cars, crashing them, just being a full-blown peanut idiot who we wanted to see locked back up. And they were going on the 5th day trying to hide from police when a hero stepped up and took action.
Oh, he ran through the yard, my mother's yard actually. So as soon as I seen him run through the yard, I chased him. That's about it. And then with another younger fellow, thank God, he kept up with him, but we got him in the end, yeah.
Hey, grabbed him about a K down the road. That must have been a bit of a run for a fit fella like yourself.
Yeah, I've been running anywhere for years, so it almost killed me, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the whole time you were doing the bloody marathon down the street there, like, legging it after old mate, did you have any idea who it was?
No, I didn't know who it was. No.
What were you going through your head when you found out who it was?
Well, I was pretty excited. I was pretty happy, actually. I was very happy. I didn't like to hear that he escaped from jail, so I'm glad that he's back in jail. I just hope they put him in a better cell.
So, lock him up a bit harder.
Lock him up a bit harder, yeah. Lay into him a bit.
All we can say is that not all heroes wear capes.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Huge in Mount Isa with the Mount Isa Rodeo Series final happening this weekend. We have Mark Tomo Thompson, the president, here for a bit of a chat. Mark, welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, thanks. Is it all right if I call you Tomo?
Yeah, mate. That's
beautiful. Fun. Now, tell us a bit about this Rodeo Series final. What can we expect to see? Maybe a little bit different come this weekend.
Yeah, mate, we've got our finals of our series on Saturday night, and, so we've got all the best cowboys and cowgirls from all around the region coming. You know, they come from all over the northwest, from as far as Longreach and Winton, and come from a fair area, and we should see some very good action on the weekend.
Mate, as we always do. Now, I've stumbled across a couple of photos of yourself in action. You're going to be pulling on the boots for the weekend?
Yeah, I'll pull the boots on and have another go.
What are you having a crack at?
Steer wrestling and team roping.
Mate, steer wrestling, it's something I've never done. Tell us about the first time you did steer wrestling and what's kept you going?
It's hard to explain. It's a pretty big adrenaline rush, like most rodeo events.
Yeah.
I think it's adrenaline that keeps most people wanting to do it. It gets fairly addictive, actually.
Yeah. So it's just the drug of that adrenaline.
It's an adrenaline rush, but you meet a lot of good people along the way. The country people, and you get a fair few mates out of competing in rodeo. And
well, mate, it's set to be an awesome weekend, but from what I hear, there still are some chances for people to get involved in competing if they're looking at it.
Yeah, that's right. So on the night, there's $1,000 up, so anyone can enter on the night to compete here. And there's $1,000 up and a buckle for on the night. So they still, anyone who enters, whether they weren't a member all year, it doesn't matter. They can still compete for that one buckle and the prize money, but they just won't be able to win that series buckle.
Yeah, cool. Now, if someone wanted to be a part of it as of right now, how would they get in contact to get their rego in?
Okay, they'd have to get on our Facebook page, Mount Isa Rodeo Series, and they'd have to do it today because It's all closing tonight.
Yeah, okay, no worries. I'll make sure you get on there quick if you're interested in being a part of it. And all the best this weekend, Tom. I wish you best of luck going in for your steer wrestling. And we'll see you there this weekend at the rodeo grounds.
Righto, mate. No worries. Thanks, mate.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.